Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 16 for Thursday, August 11th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished higher on Thursday, tracking advances in the U.S. soy complex, along with some chart-based trading. Canola was anywhere from 30 cents to $1.70 above unchanged, with the November contract at $462.60 a ton. That's up $1.60. Concerns about excess water in parts of Western Canada were supportive. Crude oil was also higher, and that was bullish. The technical bias is still pointed to the upside. However, investors were positioning themselves ahead of tomorrow's world agricultural supply and demand estimates. Analysts generally expect that estimates for the U.S. soybean crop will be increased. The Canadian dollar was a bit stronger relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola less desirable to domestic crushers. Losses in European rapeseed futures and Malaysian palm oil also put some pressure on prices. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 1 to 2 cents higher. The November contract was at $9.83 a bushel. Traders continue to position themselves ahead of tomorrow's report by the USDA. Old crop stocks in the U.S. are expected to be anywhere between 254 to 361 billion bushels. Much of this year's crop in the U.S. looks pretty good, but there are still some areas of concern. Speaking of exports, new crop sales are up significantly according to today's USDA report. Corn was a cent lower, with the December contract coming in at $3.31 a bushel. A big crop number is expected in tomorrow's report. Corn was also technically oversold entering the day. Demand appears to be picking up slightly, but a large carryout looks unavoidable. Although corn prices are quite low, the potential is there to drop even further. Wheat was 2 to 5 cents weaker, with the September contract at $4.16 a bushel. The estimates for wheat production in 2016-17 are likely to increase in tomorrow's USDA report. Projected inventories will almost certainly be higher. An increase in Russian grain production was also bearish for prices. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, August 11th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.